chest. It's exactly what I needed to hear. Better than that, I can see the sincerity shining in his eyes.
Now I'm going to ask something of you.
Okay.
I don't want any more secrets between us. Do you understand?
I jerk my head in a nod. I'm sorry about lying. I should have been upfront about everything right from the start. He releases a long, slow breath.
It's okay, Sunshine. In a way, I get it. But no more. And if I find out that you've been keeping secrets, I'll spank that gorgeous ass of yours and love every damn minute of it.
My mouth turns cottony. A mixture of heat and humor flares to life in his eyes.
Or maybe I'll just spank your ass whenever I damn well please. How does that sound?
Promises, promises, I tease, thrilled that we've somehow managed to find a way to the other side. I wasn't sure if it was possible.
Just wait until you're feeling better,
he growls. His lips drift over mine one more time before he rises to his feet and strips off his sweatshirt, tossing it to the floor until he's left in a pair of dark wash jeans. Even though I feel run down, I can't stop from watching him flip open the button and lowering the zipper before shoving the thick denim down lean hips and thighs until the only piece of clothing that covers him is a tight-fitting pair of boxer briefs. My gaze dips to his thick length.
Yeah, there'll be none of that while you're sick.
His deep voice smolders with pent-up heat. My eyes widen, slicing to his face. I wasn't... He arches a brow.
Lying to me already?
A small smile curves my lips as I release the breath clogged in my lungs. Fine. Maybe I was.
Oh, there's no maybe about it. Trust me, as soon as you're well enough to be fucked, that's exactly what we'll do. My cock needs inside that sweet little pussy. It's been way too long. But for now, I'm just going to hold you in my arms while you sleep. And hopefully, you'll feel better in the morning.
He lifts the sheet and comforter before sliding in beside me. The mattress dips beneath his heavy weight. There's something so comforting about his presence.
Roll onto your side and I'll spoon you,
he orders. I hesitate as uncertainty spirals through me. I'm not sure what I've caught, but I don't want you to get sick, especially now. The last thing you need is to miss practice or any of your games.
I appreciate the concern, but I'll be fine.
When a silent war continues to rage in my head, he jerks a brow.
Turn over, Willow. Do I have to threaten to spank that ass already?
There's a beat of silence as his voice dips.
Unless that's not a threat at all.
My face warms as I roll onto my side. The deep chuckle that reverberates from his chest only makes it flame more as he slides behind me and slips his arms around my waist until our bodies are pressed tightly together.
Go to sleep, Sunshine. We'll talk more in the morning.
He tucks me even closer before brushing his lips across my temple. A sigh of contentment escapes from me as I drift off, wrapped up in his arms.
Chapter 39, Maverick. As soon as my eyelids open, I realize I'm not alone. Willow's warm body is nestled against my chest. And just in case she tried to put a little distance between us during the night, I kept my arm locked around her. Now that we've cleared the air, I don't want anything coming between us. My morning wood stirs against her perky little ass. That's all it takes for my mind to tumble back to yesterday and the way arousal had flared in her eyes when I'd threatened to spank it. Yep, we'll definitely be exploring more of that. Even the thought of laying hands on her has my erection turning painful. I can't help but nudge it against her backside. There's nothing better than waking up with Willow wrapped up tight in my arms. It's the perfect way to start the day, to start every day. I promised her last night that we would talk when she woke up, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Hash everything out and come to an understanding. And that understanding is that Willow Thompson belongs to me. Everything loosens inside me as that thought reverberates through my brain. Unable to resist touching her, I brush aside the long mass of golden strands to kiss the side of her face. As soon as my lips sweep over her temple, I realize that she's still hot. No, not just hot. Burning up. It's like being scalded. The jolt of fear that sizzles through my veins is more than enough to shake off the last dregs of sleep. And then I'm wide awake. I haul myself into a seated position before rolling Willow onto her back. Her eyelids remain feathered closed as color stains her cheeks. I lay my palm against her forehead, hoping I'm wrong and it's not as bad as I think it is. Fuck. She feels even hotter than I first thought. Willow? Fear weaves its way through my voice until I hear the fine tremble in it. Wake up, baby. She remains unresponsive. If it weren't for the rapid rise and fall of her chest, I'd be freaking the fuck out. It takes effort to remain calm and figure out the best course of action before rolling from the bed and hauling on my jeans. After that, I drag my sweatshirt over my head and shove my feet into shoes. Willow is dressed in a loose t-shirt and shorts. I scoop her limp body into my arms before heading to the door. Her roommate's eyes widen and her mouth falls open as she steps out of the bathroom and grinds to a halt. Oh my God, what happened? I shake my head. I don't know, she's burning up. We need to get her to the hospital. Indecision flashes across her face. Should we call an ambulance? The closest hospital is 10 minutes from here. Let's just get her there, all right? Thankfully, Willow's guard dog doesn't argue. I'll grab my keys. Her car is parked in front of the townhouse. It's a rusty piece of crap that has seen better years. Make that decades. But as long as it gets us to the hospital as quickly as possible, I don't give a shit. She races ahead of me and opens the door so I can slide onto the back seat, all the while holding Willow against my chest. Then she hustles around to the driver's side and starts up the vehicle. A handful of seconds later, we're hauling ass out of the parking lot and into early morning traffic. That's when I realize the sun is barely peeking over the horizon. I don't even know your name, I mutter, stroking my fingers over Willow's cheek, trying to rouse her before we reach the hospital. I'd feel so much better if she'd just open her eyes. Her roommate's gaze meets mine in the rearview mirror for a heartbeat. After our terse combo yesterday, I'm prepared for her to bare her teeth. Holland. Interesting. I say it more because nothing else comes to mind. This girl isn't exactly the chatty sort. She's more the piss me off and I'll shank you in the eye sort. What can't be denied is how protective she is of her friend. Even though this girl is as prickly as a cactus, I can't help but like her for that alone. Just when I think the rest of this ride will be made in silence, she clears her throat. We've known each other since elementary school. My gaze roams over Willow's face as Holland continues to talk. Her voice wavers as she admits, I honestly don't know what I'd do without her. No one else gets me the way she does. I glance at the rearview mirror and notice that moisture has gathered in her eyes. She'll be fine. I have no idea if it's the truth, but in this moment, it's what we both need to believe. Holland swerves into the hospital parking lot before pulling into a space and cutting the engine. She jumps out of the car and jogs around the hood to the other side before yanking open the door. It doesn't take much jostling before I'm out of the vehicle and we're both racing through the glass emergency room doors. As soon as we step inside the vestibule, hospital staff descends on us. As much as I want Willow to get the medical care she needs, I'm reluctant to let her go. Memories of my mom getting wheeled off to surgery flood my brain and try to take hold.
Sir, you need to hand her over, a woman says.
The briskness of her voice is enough to snap me from my thoughts. I jerk my head in a nod before gently setting Willow's limp body on the gurney. The moment I release her, she's whisked away, disappearing through a set of double doors. A woman sitting behind a glass partition fires off questions, trying to understand what they're dealing with so they can figure out the best course of treatment. Holland fills in more details along with her medical history, which I quietly listen to. My gaze is continually drawn to the doors Willow disappeared through. Every second that ticks by only ramps up my agitation. I plow a hand through my disheveled hair. Can I go back with her? The woman looks up from the computer screen.
Are you family?
Fuck. When I glance at Holland, she pops a brow. Yeah, I'm her fiancé. The woman peers at me from over the rim of her reading glasses.
Are you sure about that?
I straighten to my full height. Yes. Air gets trapped in my lungs when Holland jerks a thumb in my direction. I'm afraid of what's going to come out of her mouth. It wouldn't surprise me if she outed the lie. Security would get called, and then I'd get tossed out on my ass.
This is Maverick McKinnon. You know, the hotshot defenseman for the Western Wildcats. The one turning pro next year.
When the woman doesn't blink, she adds,
His father is Brody McKinnon.
Apparently that means something, because her expression transforms as she sucks in a deep breath before gushing,
I had the biggest crush on him when he played in the NHL. He was so big and blonde.
Her voice trails off as she gets lost in the memories. Yikes. When Holland side-eyes me, I clear my throat. So I can go back and sit with her?
Sure, sweetie, follow me.
I huff out a relieved breath. As I turn to follow her, I mouth to Holland, Thank you. She jerks her head in a nod.
I'll call her parents and let them know what's going on.
Chapter 40. Willow. The voices are what first capture my attention and tug me toward the surface. It's a struggle to make sense of the words. My eyelids feel like they're weighed down by cement blocks. After a minute or so, exhaustion creeps back in at the edges and I give up, happy to be sucked back under. The second time it happens, my eyelids flutter and I squint against the light that pours in through the windows. It takes a moment to focus on my surroundings. My brows draw together when I realize nothing looks familiar. Everything is white or cream-colored and sterile. The beeping of machines is all too familiar and slams home exactly where I am. The hospital. The strangest part is that I have no memory of how I got here. I think she's finally waking up. Mom. I would recognize her anxiety-riddled voice anywhere. Truth be told, it's a relief to know she's here and that I'm not alone.
Hey, sweetheart, Dad murmurs. Look who's returned to the land of the living. We've been worried about you.
Only now do I realize that my head is throbbing a steady beat. It kind of feels like I've been run over by a truck. I search my memory for more information, but come up empty. What happened?
You caught the flu and got dehydrated.
I glance at the IV taped to the back of my hand. It's a sight I'd hope to never see again. Mom slips her fingers around mine, drawing my attention to her.
Honey, why didn't you call me when you didn't feel well? I would have come over and taken care of you. I knew you weren't being careful in sanitizing, and look what happened.
When her voice continues to escalate, I wince.
You ended up in the hospital.
I squeeze my eyes tightly closed in an attempt to block her out.
Rebecca, Dad says with a heavy sigh. Let's save that conversation for a later date. This isn't the time or place.
Mom sends him an icy glare.
Of course it is. It's the perfect time for Willow to realize that she can't take these kinds of foolish risks with her health. She needs to be more vigilant.
My tongue darts out to lick my chapped lips.
I refuse to spend my life living inside a bubble. That's not what I said, she huffs. Yes, it is. You'd be much happier if I lived at home and didn't attend college or get a job. That's not true.
Her voice falters as tears gather in her eyes.
I just want you to stay healthy. Is that such a crime?
I force myself to meet her searching gaze and say the things I've wanted to get off my chest for the past couple years.
No, it isn't. But it feels like I've been given a second chance. And what I want most is to live every day to the fullest without regret.
I pause and allow those words to sink in. I need
her to hear me. Really hear me this time. And you don't want me to do that? She gasps. Willow! I struggle to pull myself up to a seated position. It's true, Mom. I'm tired of watching everyone do all the things I want to experience. I'm tired of being the sick girl. I played that part enough in high school. I don't want to do it anymore. As much as I know this will hurt, it needs to be said. Sometimes it feels like that's what you want me to be, so you can continue coddling me. A single tear treks down her cheek. Her voice trails off as she glances away before swiping at the moisture. I'm just so afraid of losing you. When the doctors first diagnosed you with leukemia, it felt like the floor was ripped out from beneath us. I don't think I've ever been more scared or prayed so hard in my life. A suffocating silence falls over us as she chews her lower lip. I'm sorry if that's the way I came across. It was never my intention. Guilt rushes in to drown me. As much as I don't like the sight of her tears, there's relief in finally getting my feelings out in the open. I just love you so much. I suck a fresh breath of air into my lungs before gradually releasing it back into the atmosphere. I know, Mom. And when I was diagnosed, you quit your job and put your life on hold to care for me. I'm appreciative of that. But right now, what I need most from you is a little bit of space. Not everything is a catastrophe. Sometimes I'm going to mess up and make mistakes. And just like everyone else, I'm going to get sick. All I can say is that I'll do my best not to die on you. When her expression turns to one of horror, the corners of my lips tremble. That was a joke, she glares. Not funny. But I get it. And I'll try to do better. Promise. I nod. That's all I can ask for. My gaze settles on my brother, who's been strangely quiet throughout our conversation. We haven't spoken much since the night he drove me home from the bar, and I hate it.
Hey, sis, we worried about you.
He flicks a glance at our mother.
Mom nearly shit a brick.
River, she snaps. Watch your language.
What? He gives me a conspiratorial wink. It's true.
She purses her lips. Now seems like a good time to cut in. How'd you find out I was here? Holland let us know. My memories of what led up to my trip to the hospital are still murky around the edges, but I seem to remember Maverick stopping by the townhouse. Did we talk? I could have sworn he crawled into bed with me, unless I was already delusional by that point. For all I know, it was a hallucination, or wishful thinking on my part. A puff of air escapes from me. It would be impossible to shake off the disappointment that has taken hold.
Just in case you were wondering, he's the one who brought you here.
My brother murmurs, drawing my attention back to him. Our gazes lock and hold. My mouth turns cottony. As every cell in my body goes on high alert, my voice comes out sounding raspier than intended. Who?
McKinnon.
He did? My eyes widen as my heart picks up tempo. He was here? River's expression remains inscrutable as he dips his head in a nod. If Maverick wasn't already frightened away by me passing out, I'm sure a run-in with River hammered the final nail into the coffin. Sorry, bad joke. As soon as my parents arrived, he probably got the hell out of Dodge as fast as humanly possible. It's doubtful I'll hear from the guy again.
Yep.
My twin's expression turns cagey.
He told the staff that you were his fiancé so he could stay with you. He didn't want you waking up alone and not knowing where you were.
Warmth blooms in my chest before slowly spreading outward until it reaches the very tips of my fingers and toes. I can't believe he did that.
River clears his throat.
As much as it pains me to say this, he seems to genuinely care about you.
I blink, thrown off by the admittance. I can only imagine how difficult that was for River. A kernel of hope tentatively rises within.
Do you really think so?
My brother jerks his shoulders as he shifts from one foot to the other.
Yeah, I do.
Some of the heaviness pinning me to the earth lifts, making it easier to breathe. My lips twitch as I tease.
You don't have to sound so happy about it.
Trust me, I'm not.
I raise a brow, hoping that's not his final word on the matter. But he rolls his eyes before grumbling.
I guess there are worse guys you could get involved with than Maverick McKinnon.
That's progress, and I'll take it. I tilt my head and study him. Would you believe that you two actually have a lot in common? If you weren't always at each other's throats, you'd probably be friends. It's almost comical the way his face scrunches.
Sorry to disappoint, sis, but that's never going to happen.
A small smile simmers around the corners of my lips. Anything's possible. He shakes his head.
Nope. Not a snowball's chance in hell.
Our mother sighs. River! Language! Before my brother can shoot back a response, there's a knock on the hospital room door. A second or two passes before it opens and Maverick pokes his head inside. Our gazes fasten. It would be impossible not to notice the concern etched across his expression. I feel terrible that he was so worried about me. But is that all it was? Concern? The kind you feel for a friend? He glances at my brother and then my parents.
Is it all right if I come in?
In a surprising plot twist, they turn their attention to me for an answer. I nod as a fresh burst of nerves detonates at the bottom of my belly. Mom rises from the chair parked next to my bed in one swift movement. Her fingers are still clasped around mine. Even though I don't want to, I rip my gaze away from Maverick to meet her eyes. She clears her throat. We'll go home and grab something to eat, and then we'll return in a few hours. Hopefully, once we get back, you'll be released.
If you don't mind, Mrs. Thompson, I'd like to take Willow home.
Indecision flickers across Mom's face. He's unwittingly crossed into her domain. When she remains silent, Dad says with a meaningful look aimed in her direction,
I think that would be fine, Rebecca, don't you?
Mom straightens her narrow shoulders before reluctantly relinquishing my hand and forcing a slight smile to her lips. Sure. Will you at least text me when you get home? A lump of emotion settles in my throat. Of course I will. She chews her lower lip before nodding. In a way, I understand how difficult it is for her to loosen the reins and let me take control. Mom is the one who kept track of all my appointments and medications. When I was too sick to take care of myself, she's the one who did it for me. And I'm so appreciative of her love. But I'm not a child anymore, and I don't want to be treated like I'm on the verge of relapsing. She needs to give me the space to grow into the adult I was always meant to be, no matter how difficult that is for her. Okay then, she murmurs, tucking a stray lock of blonde hair behind her ear. Dad slips his arm around her waist before gently steering her from the room. Rather than trail after them, River waits for our parents to disappear into the corridor before eating up the distance between him and Maverick. It only takes 3 strides to bring them toe to toe. When they're no more than a foot away, my brother pauses to search Maverick's eyes.
I'm only going to say this one time. You hurt her, and I'll bury you where no one will ever find your carcass again. Are we clear?
Tension crackles in the air between them. The last thing I want is for a fight to break out and security to get called. Maverick straightens to his full height as he stares right back, although his expression lacks the animosity that's usually present when he's around River.
The last thing I want to do is hurt Willow. You have my word.
My heart constricts at the sincerity that rings through his deep voice. The heavy tension wafting off River gradually dissipates. When he hesitates, I realize he wants to say more, but for whatever reason, he decides to hold his tongue. Instead, my brother turns to meet my gaze. Both his tone and expression soften.
Call me if you need anything, all right?
A smile breaks out across my face as a potent concoction of relief and joy crashes over me. The fact that these two actually engaged in a civil interaction is more than I could have expected, and it gives me hope for the future. I will. Love you.
Love you too.
And then he's gone, disappearing into the hallway. Now that it's just the two of us, Maverick settles in the chair near my bed. Our gazes stay locked as his fingers slip around mine before giving them a gentle squeeze.
You really scared the shit out of me, he admits.
Heat slams into my cheeks. I'm so sorry about that.
You don't have anything to apologize for. I'm just relieved that you're all right. And it was a matter of being dehydrated rather than something being wrong.
I should have taken better precautions and made sure I drank more fluids. He lifts my hand to his mouth before brushing his lips against my knuckles.
I don't know what I would have done if something happened to you.
Bits and pieces of our conversation from last night float back to me. My tongue darts out to moisten my lips. Mav?
Yeah, sunshine.
I wave to the hospital room around me. Are you sure you can handle all this? There are no guarantees I won't end up back here again. His eyes soften as his lips stroke over the back of my hand for a second time.
I guess what I've come to realize is that there are no guarantees in life.
There's a pause.
And I need to be all right with that, because the only other option is to not have you by my side. That's not a choice I'm willing to make. So if that means opening myself up and risking my heart, then I'm willing to do it.
He searches my eyes and his voice dips.
For you, Willow. I'm willing to do it for you.
A weight I hadn't even realized was pressing on my chest, constricting airflow, disintegrates. Maverick rises to his feet and looms over me before capturing my lips with his own. He only pulls away long enough to meet my eyes.
I think you might be it for me, sunshine. I think you might just be my everything.
Chapter 41, Maverick. My arms are wrapped around Willow as Britt and Colby belt out one of the songs she's written on stage. The Wildcats took home another win tonight, and you know what that means. Yep, you guessed it, karaoke. This was our final conference game. Next week, playoffs begin. We've been working hard all season to get to this point, and now it's here. I glance at Ryder, Wolf, Bridger, Hayes, Madden, Riggs, and Ford. These guys were already a unit when I came in freshman year. I was lucky enough to be accepted into their brotherhood so easily. After this season, they'll graduate. For some, they'll go on to play in the pros. For others, their hockey-playing days will be behind them, and they'll jump into their careers and families. I'm going to miss them. Coach was impressed with the way I've turned my grades around, and he talked to me about being captain next season. With the added responsibility, I'll need to step more into a leadership role for the team. I press a kiss against the top of Willow's blonde head. It's amazing how easily everything has fallen into place now that the air has been cleared and there are no more secrets. She might not remember it, but I was serious when I said that I'd spank that gorgeous ass if she ever hides anything from me again. Although, here's a secret. I think my little sunshine enjoys having her backside smacked. Especially when she's on all fours and I'm fucking her from behind, teasing her until she screams out her orgasm. My cock stirs at the thought. Willow tips her head until our gazes can collide. Her eyes search mine in the darkness of the bar, as if she's able to sense my thoughts. What you thinking, Sunshine? There's zero hesitation on her part.
Just how perfect everything feels?
It really does. Instead of waiting for the other shoe to drop or worrying about what might happen in the future, I'm learning to let go and simply enjoy the moment. The greatest gift we can give ourselves is to live life to the fullest and appreciate the people we choose to let in. She tilts her head enough for our lips to align. That's all the invitation I need to take her mouth. When my tongue sweeps across the seam, she opens, allowing me entrance. And then I'm delving inside to plunder her sweetness. There's nothing better than the taste of her flooding my system.
For fuck's sake,
River grumbles from a few chairs away. My lips twitch as we break apart.
Problem, Thompson?
Yeah, stop mauling my sister in front of my face. Can't you save that shit for behind closed doors? There's a pause.
On second thought, just don't do it at all.
Maybe I should remind you that no one invited you here to... Willow swats my chest.
I invited him so you two can get to know each other better.
I watch River from the corner of my eye, only to find him giving the same look right back at me. The truth of the matter is that I know exactly how it feels to watch your sister making out with some dude. It's borderline uncomfortable. Then consider that it's the guy you've always had beef with. So, maybe I understand River fucking Thompson better than I want to. That's all it takes for the tension filling my muscles to loosen. My attention is drawn back to the stage as Colby tugs his wife into his arms and smacks a kiss against her lips. The crowd roars their approval as they splinter apart and my teammate escorts her back to the table. My gaze settles on River, who still looks none too happy to be here. Other than Hayes, most of my teammates are ignoring him. I'm sure it feels a little like being in enemy territory for him. As easy as it would be to carry our grudge forward and be a jerk, I don't want to do that. Even though we've been at odds from day one, this guy is important to Willow. And if he's important to the girl who's turning out to be my everything, then the relationship I have with him matters. End of story. You any good at karaoke? He glances in my direction.
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
Yep, I nod toward the stage. Instead of hugging it out, maybe we can sing it out. Hope brightens Willow's expression as she sits up and stares at her brother.
Come on, Will, don't do this to me, he grumbles.
She doesn't have to say a word before he's caving.
Fine.
I don't know how you did that, I whisper in her ear, but it was impressive and a little bit scary.
It's a twin thing, she says, eyes twinkling with mischief.
I pluck her off my lap and settle her on the chair next to it before rising to my feet. So, what are your thoughts when it comes to the Backstreet Boys circa 1997?
Hate them,
I grin. Perfect, I know exactly what we're going to sing.
Last song of the night,
Sully booms into the microphone as we make our way to the stage. As soon as we arrive, I let the bar owner know the selection I've chosen for the occasion. I pick up one of the microphones before tossing the other to River. He catches it with one hand.
Are you going to tell me what we're doing, or am I supposed to guess?
My shoulders shake with silent laughter.
Trust me, you'll know what it is when you hear it.
He huffs out an irritated breath before shaking his head.
All queued up,
Sully says. As soon as the powerful rhythm drum pattern, accompanied by a driving beat of Everybody Backstreet's Back by the Backstreet Boys, echoes throughout the bar, River swears under his breath.
You're such a dick.
The crowd cheers as some of them jump to their feet. We haven't sung one lyric yet, and already hands are raised in the air. I'm half prepared for him to toss the microphone to Sully and storm off the stage. Instead, he belts out the opening verse along with me. And I have to say, we're in perfect harmony. About a dozen girls nearly swoon as my gaze fastens on Willow, who beams from the chair I set her on. And that's exactly when I know that I'll do whatever it takes to keep that expression on her face. Just call it my new mission in life. By the time we finish, the entire bar is screaming the lyrics back at us. And it's a standing ovation as the last notes reverberate throughout the dark space. I rip my gaze away from Willow to stare at her brother. A reluctant smile has settled on his lips.
See, you had fun, he shrugs. Maybe so, but you're still a dick,
with a chuckle. I jump off the stage and make my way back to Willow. All I can think about is getting her alone. Once I reach the table, I pull her out of her seat and wrap her up in my arms before whispering in her ear, "You ready to go, sunshine? All I want to do is get my hands on you, and I can't do that in front of your brother."
Thanks for including him. You have no idea how much it means to me.
That's where you're wrong. I know exactly how much it meant. It's why I did it. Why I'll do whatever it takes to make you happy. The softness that fills her eyes is enough for me to drown in, happily so. Her teeth scrape across her lower lip.
I love you, Maverick.
Those words steal the air from my lungs. I've been wanting to tell her I love her for the last week or two, but I was worried that she wasn't there yet. I'm trying to take our relationship slow so I don't scare her away with the enormity of my feelings. It's a relief that I don't have to hide them anymore. I love you too. With a smile, she presses her lips against mine.
Let's go home so you can show me exactly how much.
Deal.
Epilogue. Willow. 2 years later. Miss Thompson, I have a question. I turn away from the smart board where I'm writing out the math problems we'll be tackling for our lesson this afternoon. Yes, Alice? Are we having a guest today? My brows draw together, wondering where the question came from. One of the first things we do in the morning is go over our schedule for the day. If there's a change to the itinerary, that's when we talk about it. Our second grade class runs smoother when everyone understands what to expect and there aren't any surprises. Nope, today's a normal day. No speakers or assemblies. I tilt my head. Why do you ask? When the little girl points toward the classroom door, I follow the movement. A burst of happiness explodes inside me when my gaze collides with mahogany-colored eyes. Maverick. That's all it takes for a smile to break out across my face as he lifts his hand in a wave. Some of the kids who play hockey jump to their feet. That's Maverick McKinnon! Devin Richfield yells, body vibrating with excitement. He's so cool! Brett Sampson adds. Alice swivels toward the boys and chirps. My mom says that Miss Thompson is a very lucky lady. My brows shoot up before my gaze slices back to Maverick. His shoulders shake with humor because he knows exactly what that little girl's mom is implying. And yeah, it's true. I am very lucky. It's so tempting to close the distance between us and throw myself into his arms. Even though it's only been 5 days since I saw him, it feels like forever. I want to soak up every little detail and commit it to memory. It's only when he steps farther inside the classroom that I realize he's not alone. My parents and River are crowded behind him. I blink, surprised to see them. The only time they've been here is when I was first hired as a second grade teacher. The three of them stopped to check out my classroom, and I gave them a tour of the building. Mom cried the entire time, not because she was worried about me getting sick, but because she was so proud. Hi. My gaze touches upon each of them. What are you all doing here? It's tempting to tack on during the middle of a school day. The four of them step farther inside the classroom.
I thought it was important that your family be here, Maverick says.
My brows draw together. For what? When he's standing directly in front of me, he drops to one knee. It takes a moment to process what's happening. My eyes widen as my hands fly to my mouth. When I'm finally able to force out my voice, it sounds like it's being choked from my body. Maverick?
Yes, sunshine?
What are you doing?
Asking the love of my life to marry me. After being away from you for 5 days, it only reinforced that you're it for me. The beginning and end of my world, I want us to take that next step together, the one that leads to the rest of our lives. What do you say, Willow? Will you make me the happiest man in the world and become my wife?
Tears flood my eyes as I nod. Of course I will. I love you, Maverick, more than anything.
River clears his throat.
Weren't you supposed to ask that question with a nice piece of bling? You know, something to sweeten the deal for having to look at your ugly mug for the next 50 years.
Well, hell, he's right.
Maverick winces.
I was so nervous I forgot to show you the ring.
All the kids make owing sounds. That's a bad word, Mr. McKinnon.
Yeah, Miss Thompson doesn't allow us to say that.
Another girl pipes up.
Ethan said it in the library last week, and Miss Thompson told him that she'd send him to the principal's office if it happened again.
Ethan uses his fingers to make a zipping motion across his lips.
It sounds like your teacher is a real stickler,
Maverick says with a smirk. Heat floods my cheeks when the kids all nod in agreement.
However, Miss Thompson is right about that, and she can deal with my punishment once we get home.
He gives me a little wink before slipping his hand into the front pocket of his jeans and pulling out a light blue box. My heart spasms when he pops open the lid. That's all it takes for another gasp to slip free as I catch my first glimpse of the ring nestled on the cushy pillow inside. The piece of jewelry is so stunning, it robs the air from my lungs. The band is platinum with a sparkling diamond set between two equally dazzling sapphires that are polished to a high shine. A heavy silence falls over the classroom. Even the children hold their conversation as the scene plays out in front of them. Maverick has no idea the miracle he's been able to accomplish, but I can't focus on that right now. The only thing that fills my vision is Maverick staring up at me from his bent knee. When I say nothing, his brows pinch together and uncertainty flickers in his dark eyes.
Sunshine.
It takes effort to blink away the haze that has settled over me. My tongue darts out to moisten my lips. Yes. His eyes widen.
Yes.
I nod as a grin breaks out across my face. Of course I'll marry you. In one swift motion, he leaps to his feet and wraps his arms around my body before lifting me up and swinging me around in a tight circle. Excited voices explode around us as the children cheer and my family claps.
You need to kiss her, one of the boys shouts.
Yeah, Mr. Maverick, you need to kiss Miss Thompson.
Well, if you all think I should kiss my fiancé, then I probably should do it.
Maverick grins.
Are you good with that, Miss Thompson?
I glance at the kids before flicking my gaze back to the man of my dreams. Maybe just one.
I'll try to keep it PG.
That would probably be for the best. His lips sweep over mine. The chasteness of the peck only makes me hungry for more. The glint filling his eyes tells me he knows it.
I promise I'll show you exactly how much I missed you when we don't have an audience.
He murmurs. I love you so much and can't wait to spend the rest of our lives together. He rests his forehead against mine so our gazes can cling.
I love you too, sunshine. More than I'll ever be able to put into words. But if you let me, I'll spend the rest of my life doing my best to show you.
When another cheer goes up around us, we break apart with a smile. My mind tumbles back to the very beginning, the moment our eyes connected while he was out on the ice, and then everything we went through to get to this point. What I realize is that there's not a damn thing I'd change about how our story unfolded, because in the end, it's ours. The one we'll share with our own children someday, and maybe even grandchildren. What could be more amazing than that?
Bonus epilogue. Maverick. 3 years later. I tip my face to the spray and let it rain down on me. The hot water washes away the last of the coiled tension filling my muscles from the game we just played. Instead of heading to the locker room like everyone else, Coach pulled me into the press room to field a few questions. He hates talking to reporters. The man only seems capable of grunting and yelling. In that order. Unfortunately, the press loves me. They've always had an affinity for my father, and that seems to have transferred over to yours truly. It's both a blessing and a curse. Especially when all the other guys have taken off either to party with groupies or go home to their families. There's an equal number of both on this team. I fit in with the latter. The only person I'm interested in partying with is my gorgeous wife. And I scored a goal during the game, so you know what that means. Oh yeah. Someone's getting on her knees tonight and worshiping her god. As soon as the puck hit the back of the net, I stared up at where she was sitting with the other wags and grinned. Even from the ice, I could see the pretty pink color that suffused her cheeks and the smirk that lifted her lips. She loves it just as much as I do. Even the thought of deep-throating Willow's warm mouth all the while tangling my fingers in her golden blonde hair is enough to have me stiffening right up. It's definitely time to get my ass in gear and find my woman. Just as I'm about to twist the handle and turn off the shower, slender hands wrap around me from behind before a naked body is pressed against my back. For a heartbeat, my muscles tighten, and I wonder who the hell has snuck into the locker room. It wouldn't be the first time a groupie or two have slipped inside our private space.
"You played an amazing game tonight,"
a husky voice whispers before brushing a kiss against my shoulder blade. Air gets clogged in my lungs when her teeth scrape across my flesh.
"It made me hot just watching the way you took command out there."
A fine tremble slides through her. Everything inside me loosens as her hands roam over my chest, massaging the muscles before tweaking my nipples. A groan slides from my lips as my head falls back. There's nothing better than the feel of Willow's hands. Even with our entire lives stretched out ahead of us, I have no idea how I'll ever get enough of her. She's the light that fills my entire existence. Without her, my world would be a dark place. Willow will forever be my own personal ray of sunshine. She peppers kisses along my wet back.
"How'd you get in here? Did security already take off for the night?"
"Nope." Sharp teeth nip my flesh.
"I told them you needed a little help washing up after such a hard-fought game."
I grunt. "Liar." She chuckles.
"You're right. I slipped past while they were fending off a couple of girls who wanted to see the great Maverick McKinnon in all his naked glory."
Even though she can't see it, I roll my eyes. Ever since Willow came into my life, I don't notice other women. Although, from what my teammates have said, that's only made me more desirable to the female fans. I hiss out a breath when her hands trail down my belly before one wraps around the thick length of my cock and the other caresses my balls. Fuck. 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 There's nothing better than this. All right, maybe that's not completely true, but this is a close second.
So hard.
I was thinking about you and what you owe me when we get home.
Same, but I couldn't wait that long.
And just like that, my dick grows unbearably stiff.
Although, if you'd prefer, we can wait until later.
Don't you dare. I growl at the idea of her leaving me high and dry. A throaty chuckle escapes from her as she continues stroking my hard length. It wouldn't be the first time I've come from this alone. The woman has magic hands. Just as my balls begin to tighten, she releases her hold. I didn't realize my eyelids had drifted shut until they fly open, and I find Willow standing before me with a sexy little smile on her face. I can't stop my gaze from sliding down her naked body as water sluices over her. Willow is curvier than she was in college, and I love it. Both her hips and breasts have filled out. There is a healthy glow about her. Ever since signing my contract with Boston, I've made it my mission in life to keep her as healthy as possible. The first thing I did was hire a private chef who could prepare balanced meals that were packed with plenty of vitamins, nutrients, and antioxidants. We exercise with a trainer several times a week and have discovered the power of meditation. Being in tip-top physical condition is important, but so is taking care of your mental health. This woman is the most important person in my life, and I'll do whatever it takes to make sure she's both happy and healthy. Unable to resist, my fingers reach out to play with her nipples. I love when they stiffen before my very eyes. Her pupils dilate as soon as I lay hands on her. One of these days, I'm going to knock her up and then her breasts will swell even more. The thought of her nourishing our baby from her pretty little titties is such a fucking turn-on. Before my hands can meander farther down her body to her soft pussy, she drops to her knees. As much as I love the way she looks, staring up at me with her big blue eyes and a mouthful of cock, I say, "You don't have to do this now. I don't want you scraping yourself up, sunshine." "I'm fine," she smirks before adding, "and it's unlikely I'll be here long." I snort. She's not wrong about that. Within minutes of her wrapping her lips around my dick, I'll be ready to blow. The warmth of her mouth feels way too damn good. When my erection bobs in front of her face, her tongue peeks out to lick the crown. A groan escapes from me. "Don't tease me, woman." Her lips lift into a smile before she tightens her fingers around my girth and draws me into her mouth to suck the tip. Her tongue swirls over the bulbous head as my fingers tangle in her wet strands, tugging her closer. It doesn't take long for Willow to fall into a steady rhythm of drawing me in deep until I'm nudging the back of her throat and then sliding along the length to the crown. Her gaze stays pinned to mine the entire time. It's exactly where I want it. I always want her eyes on me and only me. I want to be this woman's entire world, the same way she's mine. When her other hand rises to massage my sack, I know it's game over. As much as I enjoy coming down her throat when it constricts around my thick length, what I want right now is to bury myself in her sweet heat. I want to feel her inner muscles spasming around me, milking every drop as she finds her release. Just as she turns voracious, I carefully slip my cock free. Her brows furrow as she stares up at me. "You didn't like that?" My fingers stroke over the curve of her jaw. "Baby, you know I loved it. Just like I always love when you take me in your mouth." My hands slip around her ribcage before pulling her to her feet. "But what I want more than anything is to sink inside your perfect little cunt. I've missed it." I press a kiss against her lips and taste myself there. "I need to feel it wrapped around my cock. You good with that, sunshine?" Her eyes darken with my dirty talk. "I love when you're inside me." I force her backward until her spine hits the tile wall before pinning her against it and drawing her arms upward. "I want you to grip the pipe of the shower head." I nod when her fingers tighten around the metal and she watches me with wide eyes. I can't help but take a step in retreat and stare at what a stunning picture she makes. Stretched out against the wall with her nipples, standing at attention, as the shower continues to run, filling the room with steam. Unable to help myself, I close the distance between us before tweaking one puckered bud and then the other. There's a quick inhale of breath from her. When she shifts, her hands loosening, I give her breast a little tap. It's nothing hard. I'd never want to hurt Willow, only heighten her pleasure. We've spent enough time experimenting, discovering what each other likes, and I've learned exactly what will get her off. "Keep your hands on the pipe." Her eyes flare wide when I give the other one a little slap. The way her breasts jiggle makes me want to cum all over myself. When she follows the directive, I stroke my hands over each full tit. "Such a perfect girl." There's a pause before I add, "My girl." Her expression softens as a whimper escapes from her. I know exactly how much she loves hearing the praise. It's almost as much as I enjoy saying it. I suck one nipple into my mouth before giving the same attention to the other. It's only when she's writhing, unable to stand still, that I kiss my way down her ribcage and belly before continuing my descent. "So beautiful," I growl, lifting one leg around my shoulders so I can open her up completely. My tongue darts out to lap at her softness. "Does this gorgeous little pussy belong to me?" Another whimper leaves her lips as she tilts her hips, as if trying to get closer. Since that's not the answer I was looking for, I slap her clit with the tips of my fingers. She squeaks.
"You know it does."
I press a kiss against her mound, before drawing her clit into my mouth and sucking gently. Even though her pussy was already drenched, it turns even creamier. As rewarding as it is to score a goal, hell, 3 of them, this is what I take the most pride in, getting my woman off, making her sob for me until the only thing that soothes her is the lash of my tongue or thrust of my cock. When her muscles tighten and I know she's dancing on the precipice, I release her delicate flesh. "You're right, I do, but I love hearing you say it. Your cries are sweet music to my ears, and they all belong to me." From this angle, I'm able to see the glint of silver that winks at me from the plug I pressed into her ass before I left the house earlier this evening. It makes my dick throb a painful beat to know it's there, that she wore it throughout the game. Every shift of her behind had memories of when I fucked her this afternoon, flooding her brain. After giving her a delicious orgasm, she knelt on the bed and allowed me to play with her gorgeous little rosebud. I primed it with lube and my fingers before finally pressing the plug deep inside her until it was seated perfectly between her cheeks. As I nibble her delicate flesh, my fingers gather up some of her honey before slicking it around the base of the plug. Her cheeks tighten as I grip it and carefully twist and turn the metal, loosening it until it moves with ease. Only then do I slowly slide it from her rosebud. Her breath turns labored as I continue eating at her. As the wide portion pops free, a sigh of relief escapes from her. Before she can get too used to it, I slip it back inside her ass. She squeaks as the plug slides home, her anus swallowing it up. There's nothing sexier than when she allows me to play with her backside, to give her pleasure. I fucking love it.
"Please, Mav," she cries. "I need you."
My tongue darts out to swipe her clit. "I know exactly what you need, baby. Don't you ever doubt it."
"I don't."
When I've tormented her ass enough, I slide the plug firmly into place between her cheeks. Tonight, after we get home, I'll have her kneel on the bed again, and I'll give her another orgasm for being such a perfect girl before finally pulling the plug from her ass. If I'm lucky, she'll allow me to fuck it afterward. Watching my hard length disappear in her pretty back hole is a turn on like nothing else. I want to own this woman, every single piece of her. And in return, I shower her with more pleasure than she knows what to do with. Her hands continue to grip the pipe high above her head as I press one final kiss against her swollen pussy. She's so ready to come. One stroke of my hard length and she'll shatter. I rise to my feet and, in one quick movement, slide deep inside her shuddering softness. I flex my hips, grinding my pelvis against hers, and just like I suspected, it doesn't take long before she's screaming out her orgasm. My name is a reverent chant that falls from her lips. As soon as her pussy clenches my cock, I follow her over the edge. My own release has me seeing stars behind my eyelids. Her body shudders around mine, milking me until there's nothing left to give. Every time we fuck, it feels like her inner muscles are strangling the life out of me. Best damn feeling in the world. And one I'll never grow tired of. Once the final shudder racks my body, I huff out an exhausted breath and bury my face in the delicate hollow of her neck. "I love you, sunshine."
A contented chuckle escapes from her.
I love you too.
I pull away enough to search her heavy-lidded eyes. You know you're it for me, right? Her lips quirk. Just like you are for me. Satisfied with the answer, I nip her plump lower lip.
You ready to head home?
Yep.
There's a pause.
Can we stop on the way and grab something to eat? I'm famished.
I think that can be arranged. I give her a little wink. After all, you're going to need your sustenance for round two. Her sleepy eyes widen.
There's going to be a round two?
One hand slips around her body to brush against the plug. That's all it takes for her pupils to dilate and her breath to catch.
Let's make it an energy smoothie instead.
Done. I give her ass a little smack, knowing there'll be more of that on the agenda for tonight. Now, let's go before I decide to spread you out on the bench and fuck you senseless. Her lips quirk.
It wouldn't be the first time.
With that, I give her a quick kiss before nabbing her fingers and pulling her into the locker room to get dressed. And then we get the hell out of there and go home, where I make good on my promises. But not before buying my sunshine an extra large smoothie. The end. This has been Mine to Take, Western Wildcats Hockey, Book 5. Written by Jennifer Suchevich. Narrated by Jennifer Blom and Michael Gallagher. Text copyright 2024 by Jennifer Suchevich. Production copyright 2024 by Jennifer Suchevich. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.